You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Kessis for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted as always to be joined by Mr. Liam Williams, one of the most angriest people in boxing. Do you like that tag or not really?
Yeah, that's all right.
Gives it a really? Do you like being referred to as angry Liam Williams or not?
Yeah, it just gives it a bit of different edge, doesn't it? Different from the rest, like, you know?
Yeah, why not?
It works for me. Gets people excited, doesn't it?
Fair enough. How's everything been going for you?
Yeah, good, mate. Back in the gym a couple of weeks now. Just kind of taking over, keep myself fit, you know, not allowing my weight to go too high, and just stay in relatively good shape. And, you know, so when my time comes now, I'll be ready to go.
What is the latest? What have you been told about your fight with Demetrius Andrade? Eddie Hearn mentioned the other day about a possible date in February in Providence. What have you been told about it?
Yeah, well, I've just been told February. They're working on it. I spoke to one of the guys at MTK, and he says they were hoping to get something maybe over the line by the end of this week. So that's good. Hopefully that happens, and we get a set date and where it's going to be, you know.
Because even though you know you're going to be fighting around then, to have a confirmed date in your head mentally, you just need to know what that date is, didn't you? Where it is, what that date is, so you can kind of focus on that.
Yeah, of course. It just gives you that just tunnel vision, I suppose. And, you know, you're not worrying about anything else other than that date when you fight them. So you know how long you've got to make weight. You know how long, you know, when you start your sparring and you just start getting everything set up in this, so everything's bang on for the fight.
Why do you think you'd beat Andrade?
I just think I'd be too much for him, Coog. I don't believe he's as good as what he was a couple of years ago. He hasn't got that same kind of... He's nowhere near as explosive as he used to be. He's a good boxer. He's obviously southpaw. He's big and he fiddles people out of it a lot of the time because he's just very awkward and long. So I'm not going to give him the chance to do that. I'm going to steamroll him. I'm going to get on his chest and I'm going to put some hurt on him.
Because Andrade is one of them, or Andrade, always never know which is the correct pronunciation of his name, Andrade. Has been one of them fighters that people have spoken about for a while and have said what a great fighter he is, etc. And his awkward style doesn't make him always the most kind of exciting as such to watch, especially over his last few fights. But there's no doubt that he's a very, very good fighter.
Yeah, of course he is. I'm not trying to say that he's no good. I just fully believe I can beat him. But, you know, you're never going to be three-time world champion at two different weights if you're not good. He's obviously exceptional. But as I said, I just think I can, you know, I see a lot of things which I can work on, and I think I will beat him. I'm confident I'll beat him.
I see you on Twitter recently. Was you having a dig at Hearn as well? And Hearn and him the other day?
At who?
At Eddie Hearn and Andrade. Did I get that right? Were you having a little pop?
I can't remember. It's probably so much. I put out so many tweets just... And to be honest, you cool half the time and just fucking about, you know, it's a good laugh and it's just some of the kill hours of my day. You know, don't get me wrong, sometimes I'm serious in everything I say on there, but it's said as a joke type of thing. You know, it's just gives people a bit of a laugh and something to keep up to date with, isn't it?
So basically, don't take everything you say personally or to heart. It's just in the moment sometimes. You just feel like what's on your mind. Yeah. You put it out.
I stand by every single thing I say. If I've said I want to fight somebody, or I will fight somebody, or I think I'll batter someone, then I fully believe it will. But some of the things ain't said, you know, in a angry and nasty way. It's just like, I'll just say it how it is and just give the people a bit of entertainment, you know?
How do you think people view this fight, though, you're going to have with Andre? Do you think people give you a good chance in this fight? I know you're not really interested in kind of in that way, whether people think you're capable of beating Andre or not, but have you kind of viewed a public perception of this potential fight?
Going off of what I'm seeing on, I don't really search the hashtags or any of that bullshit, but from things I've been tagged in, I would say a lot of the people think I'm going to win, probably even more than, don't think I'm going to win, but obviously that's only what's like kind of coming through on my page and all that, and I don't really keep up to date with it because as you just said, going back to that, it doesn't really matter to me and I don't care. I know what I can do, I know what I'm capable of, and I believe I can go and do a job on him.
How much do you believe over the last two and a bit years have you improved as a fighter?
Massively, mate. I've changed. And it's not just as a fighter. I believe that I've grown a lot as a person. I've just surrounded myself with better people than I used to. I got a nearly 5-year-old daughter. So, you know, that ain't going to change me that much within 2.5 years. But like now she's growing up and stuff. I just think there's a lot of small facts to, you know, and they've all come together. And I just believe I'm a better person. I've grown up and I'm more dedicated in what I do. And I take things a lot more seriously.
Do you believe you're entering your peak now?
I would say so. I would say I'm just about to get in there. I think only now you're going to see the best of me, really.
I mean, I know this fight's been talked about for quite some time, but it is a really interesting fight. It's a great fight as well. I think people genuinely do want to see this fight with you and Andre, so... hopefully yeah. We get some confirmation of that this week. So Christmas is cancelled for you.
Yeah, I'm on to my manager most days. What's happening? Pretty sure he's pissed off me by now, but I don't care. Give me the date.
I do want to ask you about from the weekend. Did you watch the fight when it was live? Dubois and Joyce?
I didn't watch it live. No, I watched it. I actually watched it yesterday on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I actually watched it in like fucking, I didn't know what it was. Things like Spanish or something.
Okay. You know, you've gone on to BT Sports YouTube channel and they've got the fight on there. So you could have watched it in English. But.
Oh, well, I just typed it in and I went across and that was the only one I could find. So just stuck it on and fucking listened to some Spanish for a bit.
Why not?
Sometimes I like that, though, you know, because I don't like to get sidetracked by what the commentators say. Yeah,
fair enough. What was your take on what was going on Saturday night?
I believe it was a good fight. Joyce, for me, was definitely ahead. Dubois was definitely ahead in the fight. Obviously, Joyce just stuck with the plan and kind of broke him down a little bit. I wouldn't say he really broke him down until the eye, but he was starting to come into the fight a little bit more as it went on. Obviously, you see a lot of people calling Dubois a quitter, shit house, so all this stuff. I don't really know what to make of it, to be honest with you, but none of us really know the ins and outs of what the damage was on his eye. how much pain he was in, how serious he actually thought he was, you know. So it's difficult from an outsider's point of view to comment on that. It's a bit, I find it disrespectful to say that he's quit, that he's pulled him out, himself out of the fight, when you just don't really know, do you?
Do you think that some of the response from and the feedback from Saturday night has been harsh towards Daniel Dubois?
100%. I don't believe any fighter deserves that, you know. Every time you get in that ring, it's dangerous. You can get hurt, really hurt. And I just believe us as fighters deserve more credit. And, you know, when you're winning, you're on top. You get all the credit. You're on top of the world. But if you lose, it's already a kick in the balls. Why do you want to go and fucking get a little stick on social media and get put down every other second? You know what I mean? Just leave them be and, you know, it is what it is. Come back or fuck off. It's as simple as that. But leave that up to them. Don't put them down, you know?
Yeah, listen, bottom line is to that. Daniel Dubois, once he kind of recovers from this orbital fracture, he's 23 years old. Next year, he'll come back. Well, Frank Warren will get him back on track and put him on the right path again.
Yeah, of course he will, yes. You know, Frank's good at what he does. He's been looking after Dubois. And I don't believe that one fight, one loss is gonna turn him away from him. I think he'll invest in him again and he'll put him back on the right road. And you'll probably even see him still, you know, achieving what he's said he's gonna do all along. He might well do become world champion, do you know what I mean? It just depends on how he's managed.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think all eyes will be on Daniel Dubois and hopefully, like I said, he just puts this behind him and moves on, comes back stronger. That's all you can hope.
I just want to add congratulations to Joyce as well, because, you know, we stuck to the plan. He done, as I said, he kind of broke him down a little bit and worked his way into the fight. So congratulations to him. He's, you know, take nothing away from him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Fantastic win for Joe. And like I said, he moves on. And whether he fights Alexander Usyk or whoever next, he's definitely put himself in a great position.
Yeah, whatever fight he gets next, it's going to be a big one. And so, well done to him. Credit.
Absolutely. All right, well, Liam, have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
No, mate. I'm just going to go and probably watch the boxing. It's on Sky, isn't it?
Yes, it's on right now. So I think it's been going on for about 15 minutes. So that's exactly what we'll do now is tune into that.
Who's on?
Got Jazza Dickens and Walsh. You've got a good fight with Harlem Eubank and Danny Darko, Egg Beniki. And then you've got Serge Michel against Bolotniks, who beat Jose Burton.
Right, okay. Yeah, I know the guy, yeah. So, I'll go and watch that now.
All right. Well, listen, appreciate your time as always. And when you have a confirmed date, we'll catch up with you again for some more update on that situation.
Definitely, mate. Of course. No problem at all.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.